Good afternoon. The front that brought all of the rain yesterday into last night continues to track slowly toward the East Coast. Clouds and showers are now only common in southeasternmost New England, down toward New York City and coastal sections of Connecticut. These showers will continue to move off the coast, and the drying trend that's already taken place across most of interior New York and New England will move to the south and east, and most of us will enjoy mostly sunny skies in the afternoon with high temperatures reaching into the lower and middle 60s. We'll continue that drying trend into tonight, and skies will become mostly clear with temperatures dropping back into the 40s. On Wednesday, high pressure to the north will keep it dry for a large part of interior New York and New England. However, an ocean storm east of the Delmarva will slowly head towards southern Long Island. On this track, clouds and showers will be common close to the coast, and some of the clouds and showers could creep into the Connecticut Valley and the lower Hudson Valley, perhaps even as far north as Poughkeepsie. Temperatures will be held back thanks to the clouds and showers in these areas, and most everyone will be in the lower 60s. That system will spin around for the rest of the week and only meander south of Long Island with the same setup for Thursday. Again, the best chance of sunshine toward the Canadian border and out into the Mohawk Valley, with a better chance of more clouds and even a few showers south of Albany and to the east into New England. Same setup again for Friday with high temperatures both days in the lower 60s. That system should slide far enough to the east to leave everyone dry on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s before the next front brings us another risk of showers for the day on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front currently located across western Canada will enter the Pacific Northwest and northern Rockies today. The front is forecast to bring temperatures 20 to 30 degrees below average through the middle of the week across these areas. With the cold temperatures rushing in, heavy snow is likely over portions of the northern Rockies. Winter storm warnings have been issued here where over a foot of snow is possible. Rain is expected to change to snow across portions of the central Rockies and northern plains by tomorrow evening. Meanwhile, high winds ahead of the system have led to critical fire weather across portions of the central Rockies and high plains. Red flag warnings are in effect. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers in the upper 60s, Boston partly sunny with showers and highs in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 80, set in 2017, and the record low, 21, in 1964. Sunrise this morning, 7 o'clock, sunset this evening, 6:25, 11 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs around 60. Clear with areas of fog tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine and pleasantly mild today with highs reaching into the middle and some upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows back into the upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Thursday, clouds and a few showers closer to the coast, more sunshine north of I-90 and west into the Mohawk Valley, with highs both days in the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday. Still the risk of a few showers, mainly in southern New England, with highs in the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s on Saturday. Partly sunny with a chance of showers Sunday in the mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.